This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 19th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a preview of the race for control of the Champaign County Board in next month's elections. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. Later today, a federal judge will hear more about the Champaign School District's efforts to comply with a consent decree. The hearing before Judge Joe Billy McDade will allow Unit 4 officials to provide an update on their efforts to eliminate racial disparities in education. An attorney representing the plaintiffs in the case says there's been too much emphasis placed on the district's efforts to add additional student seats in North Champaign. Carol Ashley says her side of the case wants to know more about progress in student achievement.
We have ongoing concerns regarding special education identification of African American students. We have concerns about how African American students are enrolled in level 3 courses at the high school level and then what supports they receive. So we have many concerns. I don't think it's fair to the case to just always focus on the seat capacity issue.
Level 3 refers to advanced placement courses. Ashley says Unit 4 is moving too slowly to meet the demands of the consent decree by 2009, but thinks the hearing will help expedite that process. The hearing is in the auditorium at the U of I College of Law at 12:30. A lockdown at Edison Middle School yesterday after a student reported a suspicious adult in the building was in line with the Champaign School District's new crisis management plan. Classes at Edison continued during the noon-hour lockdown while administrators and police searched for the suspicious person, but no intruder was found. School District spokeswoman Beth Shepherd says the precautions they take now are more stringent than what was done for such cases in the past.
I believe I recall one maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but I will be honest with you, the climate in our country was different at that time, and I don't think there was such a heightened awareness of what could happen. And that heightened awareness makes school districts more proactive and more security conscious.
Shepherd says Champaign school officials spent the last 18 months putting together a crisis management plan used to address a wide range of threats, including the threat of an intruder. She says Edison principal Joe Williams plans to tighten security further by locking the school building doors during the day and installing a buzzer system to admit in visitors. There's word of a tentative contract agreement between Eastern Illinois University and its faculty union. An EIU press release says the university and the union came to terms on an agreement Wednesday morning after a bargaining session that lasted after midnight. The University Professionals of Illinois had been working under terms of a previous contract since the end of August. A mediator had been called in to help with talks as union negotiators criticized the pay levels in the university's offers. Details of the tentative contract haven't been released. The university says trustees and faculty will vote on that agreement as soon as possible. The look of a community college campus in East Central Illinois will change dramatically over the next 2 years. Leaders ceremonially broke ground yesterday on a $23 million project that'll add new technology and agricultural classroom facilities to Mattoon's Lakeland College. President Bill Tolomer says the centerpiece will be a 70,000-square-foot community center.
A place where people can come, say, for a graduation, for a, they want to hold a national business meeting here. We don't have those facilities in Mattoon. So here it will be a good thing for the community because there'll be community rooms they can go and meet in, and there is a large venue for those functions to be held now.
Tholomer says the classroom space will ease overcrowding and free up more room for future expansion. Lakeland has been doing just that. Tholomer says the community college broke the 10,000-student mark this fall. He expects work to be done on the building project in 2 years. Members of a leading African American group who tried to organize a gubernatorial debate this year say they've been snubbed by the candidates. The Illinois NAACP says the event would have focused on schools and that they want the politicians to give them answers before Election Day. Sean Crawford reports.
NAACP State President Donald Jackson says despite weeks of advance planning, neither Democrat Rod Blagojevich or Republican Judy Barr Topinka would commit to debating education issues before the group. Jackson says letters are being sent to both campaigns asking them to address matters such as funding inequities amongst the state schools, black students scoring lower on tests, and poorer districts having less qualified teachers.
You just can't take us lightly. I mean, we're here and regardless of which candidate is ultimately elected, he or she is going to have to deal with this problem.
Jackson says he's read the candidates' plans for education and doubts either one will improve conditions. He says if there is no response before the election, his group and others will continue to push the issues. Neither Blagojevich nor Topinka returned calls seeking comment. The NAACP never contacted Green Party candidate Rich Whitney to appear at the debate. He favors raising the income tax to benefit schools with some property tax relief. I'm Sean Crawford.
The top volunteer community program in Illinois this year is based in Champaign County. The governor's office has awarded the Center for Women in Transition a governor's hometown award. They're given each year to groups that improve life in their communities. This year, the center also won the highest honor in those awards, the Governor's Cup. The Center for Women in Transition offers a temporary home to women and children and helps families make the transition to independence, finding their own jobs and housing. The center boasts a 70% success rate with its residents, and it recently added a third home. Danville's Ambucks Challenger Baseball Program also won a hometown award. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. While Democrats around the country are hoping to win control of Congress, Republicans in Champaign County are hoping to retake the majority on the county board. Democrats took control of the county board in 2000, and currently they hold a 15-12 majority. Now, Republicans think 2006 just might be their year. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
A few weeks ago, at the not-quite-completed Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign, Mark Randall stood up at a Champaign County Chamber of Commerce candidate's breakfast and made his pitch.
I believe you, the members of the county chamber, realize that the county board needs to be held accountable. I think that we have some tough decisions to make in the coming years, and we need to be good stewards of the tax dollars we've been given.
A Republican candidate might expect a sympathetic ear from the Chamber of Commerce, but Randall's real challenge lies with the voters of County Board District 7, a reliably Democratic district covering much of south-central Champaign. The first-time candidate says he thinks he can win his uphill battle.
The actual voter split is 50-50, and we've identified around 700 independents that are in that area, and we are focusing very heavily on that group of people.
Randall has other factors in his favor. His Democratic opponent, Kerry Moline, is also a newcomer, and a Green Party candidate on the ballot, Costa Zifantes, could pull votes away from her. Champaign County Republican Chairman Jason Berrickman says there are enough factors present in several races to make him feel very optimistic.
Every race is different. There's a combination of you're going to have great candidates and just terrific candidates who are working hard. In other districts, you may have weak incumbents. And then in others, there's just general concern, I think, in this community about what has been happening at the county level, especially in terms of the nursing home.
Berrickman says concern over costly problems delaying the opening of the new county nursing home building could help Republicans win seats in three key county board districts representing urban voters in Champaign-Urbana. Besides District 7, there's District 6 in Champaign, where popular Democratic incumbent Patricia Avery withdrew from the race over the summer. And in District 9, covering southeast Urbana, the Democratic incumbents barely survived a tough primary battle. One of them was still feeling the bruises at the Chamber of Commerce candidate's breakfast.
My candidacy does not have the support of the current leadership of the Democratic Party, even though I'm a Democrat. My candidacy has the support of many leading Republicans, even though I'm not a Republican.
That's County Board Vice Chairman Steve Beckett, who, along with running mate and County Board Chair Barb Wasaki, were elected to leadership positions 2 years ago with mostly Republican support, while most Democrats supported Patricia Avery and Tony Fabry. Fabry, who's also the chairman of the Champaign County Democratic Party, backed the challengers in Wysocki and Beckett's primary fight. He chooses his words carefully as he explains why his party is united enough to win despite the infighting.
Democrats are always divided. They say that organizing Democrats is like herding cats. And, you know, that's just the nature of our party. We're a diverse party with diverse opinions. But I don't think this year is... I just don't think that's going to translate into Republican votes in any way.
Fabry predicts Democrats will ward off challengers in the urban districts and possibly win some victories in the rural districts controlled by Republicans. Meanwhile, Barb Wasaki says that while she's sought bipartisanship on the county board, there are some things Democrats do best.
We have certainly advocated for a number of changes that I don't think would have come through a Republican channel. the decision to offer health insurance to domestic partners, for example. Certainly, the effort we made to reduce the charges for phone service in the jail, I don't think would have come voluntarily through a Republican initiative.
And Wasacki says Democrats are more committed than Republicans to keeping the Champaign County Nursing Home true to its historic mission of providing care for elderly residents with limited resources. Republicans like Mark Randall say both parties support the nursing home, but that Democrats were in charge as the problems mounted. He says Champaign County voters may now be ready to elect a Republican majority to fix those problems. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Well, AM 580's weather forecaster Mike Sola tells us that today we'll see a chance of a few thunderstorms in the afternoon in southern sections of Illinois and Indiana, as well as central Indiana. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with partial clearing later this afternoon, and highs ranging from 47 in northwest Illinois to 60 in southern Indiana. Tonight in southeast Indiana, cloudy with occasional showers, but elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy, and lows from 32 in northwest Illinois to 42 in southeast Indiana. For tomorrow, partly sunny across the two states, and highs between 52 in northern Illinois and around 60 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 19th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.